Finally, this hour, we remember jazz drummer Paul Motion, who died this morning. He was little known outside jazz circles, but his five-decade-long career helped change the role of drums in jazz. Paul Motion died from complications of multiple myeloma. He was 80 years old. NPR's Felix Contreras has this appreciation.
All discussions about Paul Motion start with this album, Sunday at the Village Vanguard by the Bill Evans Trio. Recorded in 1961, it features Motion along with pianist Bill Evans and bassist Scott LaFaro in a series of performances that revolutionized the piano trio by making the rhythm section just as prominent as the piano. Motion told WHYY's Fresh Air in 2006.
Before that, it was always like the pianist with bass and drum accompaniment. And that just happened that way. I think it was because of the three of us, the three individual players who played the way that we played, and when we played, that was the result. That's what happened.
Jazz drumming is all about keeping time. And what Paul Motion did with time, starting with Bill Evans, was prove that it was elastic, meaning the steady cha-cha-ching, cha-cha-ching of swing could be implied rather than played and still keep the music grooving. As his career advanced, so did his vision as he turned to composing. Keith Jarrett played on Motion's 1972 debut as a leader, and Motion played in Jarrett's trio for almost 10 years.
He was a good drummer because he understood composition. A lot of drummers are good drummers because they have some understanding of rhythm. Paul had an innate love of song.
Along the way, Paul Motion played as a sideman and led his own groups, from the Electric Bebop Band, which reinterpreted jazz classics with horns and electric guitars, to a trio of a different kind with electric guitarist Bill Frisell and tenor saxophonist Joe Lobano. He eventually stopped touring and over the last few years rarely played anywhere else but the same room where he recorded with Bill Evans 50 years ago, the Village Vanguard. And while that group made his name and was among his proudest achievements, Paul Motion also said,
I'm proud of the fact that I'm able to still be around and be able to write music and get better at what I'm doing, and I feel like I'm still learning.
Learning what can happen with four simple beats and a great melody in the hands of an innovator. Paul Motion died this morning in New York. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.